last week we invited you to bring your cat closer to your speakers. Not to hear anything I had to say, but this. Spook's Ditty, composed by David Tai, who writes music for cats. This is not a Prairie Home Companion skit. Mr. Tai says his audience responds.
Mind you, not every cat responds. They have their personalities. And some of them are so touching, they actually, I get moved by hearing about how they come and cuddle and listen to the speaker.
After the show, a lot of listeners took to Twitter and Facebook to report on how their cats reacted to the music. Sunshine lives with Patty Olds in Brunswick, Maine.
She always has projects going on. When I come home from work, I often feel like I'm interrupting her. She doesn't need a lot from me. In the evening, she'll snuggle up when I'm reading. Other than that, she really has her own life.
But when Sunshine heard this,
she came running in, jumped up on my table, and sat there, cocked her head back and forth, went over to the radio and snuggled up to it. I've never seen anything like it.
Snuggling the radio? Me neither. Others wrote in to report twitching tails, vigorous licks, looks of alarm, and caressing the radio. But Justin Swanhart in Johnstown, Pennsylvania said his cat seemed briefly interested, then just resumed ignoring him. And Cassie Clayton of Cocoa Beach, Florida says that when one of her cats heard the music, he or she picked up its rubber band toy and left the room. Critics! Would they prefer something else?